The J. Paul Taylor Social Justice Symposium awarded this year's Social Justice Award to LaCroix Rhines for his work to share the stories of young men and women in prison.
January 15th.
To share their voices, Rhines created the nonprofit Voices Behind Walls.
It's about, you know, providing a platform for our young people to have the opportunity to be a part of the conversation of all kinds of justice issues.
He gave composition books to teens in area prisons and encouraged them to write down their thoughts. The things they talked about ranged from the everyday to the extraordinary.
Or whether it has to do with what's going on in their own personal lives, family, fatherhood, and also the experience of being incarcerated as a young adult. So.
The recording process didn't end with the books. He brought a portable recording studio into the juvenile detention center and recorded their experiences.
You know, I don't edit them. I don't expect them to come to the workshop with something that we want them to say. They're free to go ahead and express themselves as they want. But if they have something that we feel we can share with the public, that we feel is appropriate for all audiences, then it's something that we definitely support them in terms of posting it online.
Those recordings are posted online at voicesbehindwalls.org.
Honestly, it took a while to have me
feel. Rhines says since the teens are so young, their release date is the one thing on most of their minds and what they will do once they get out.
You know, in terms of how do they connect with their families, how do they reconnect with their community. So a big part of the messages have to do a lot with family, a lot with speaking to brothers that they can't talk to at the moment, say, per se, you know, so, or even having a conversation with a parent, with a mother, somebody that they feel they may have wronged.
Sloan Patton, KRWG News.